The DNR recently approved rules for the state's first modern-era wolf hunting and trapping season, scheduled to begin in October. But several humane societies and individuals in Wisconsin are taking the DNR to court. The plaintiffs say the DNR rules don't follow a state law passed this spring that limits use of dogs during the wolf hunt to tracking or trailing wolves. Plaintiff's attorney, Carl Sinderbrand, says it's quite possible the dogs may try to kill or be killed by wolves.
We don't want dogs and wolves confronting each other. It is a violent, bloody confrontation in which the dogs are invariably on the losing end.
Sinderbrand says the DNR should have put in safeguards to keep wolves and dogs apart.
First of all, restricting the breeds of dogs that can be used to those scent dogs that are bred to track but not bred to confront.
Sinderbrand says the DNR should also require that the wolf tracking dogs be kept on leads or leashes and require hunter training that limits wolf-dog interaction. Several wolf experts in Wisconsin are supporting the lawsuit. A DNR spokesperson says the agency is disappointed with news of the legal action, but declines additional comment until seeing specifics of the lawsuit. The DNR says 8,000 people have now applied to kill wolves this fall. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.